What about drive-ins without driving, or tickets or refreshments for that matter? There's a group in Santa Cruz, California that shows movies on walls around the city, movies that include Dirty Dancing and Who Framed Roger Rabbit. They refer to their efforts as guerrilla drive-ins, and there are reportedly at least a dozen groups in other locations doing the same thing. Rico Thunder is part of the Santa Cruz organization. Mr. Thunder, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And how do you put on a show?
Well, we haul out some equipment out to a vacant lot somewhere, and we find a vacant blank white wall somewhere and project a movie onto it and invite the community.
Ever have any problem with the law?
Sure. In our little town, most public spaces are closed at night, but part of our goal is to reclaim public space.
So has it happened that you've tried to set up your projector and show a film and the police have come in and said you need a permit, buddy?
Well, it's not so much the permit in Santa Cruz as we have an issue with public space. Even the beach, by the way, is closed at 10 p.m. here in Santa Cruz. And what the result is that one night we were showing my favorite film, The Third Man, underneath a bridge in Santa Cruz.
This is Joseph Cotten, Orson Welles.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great film. And about a dozen police officers surrounded us and told us we had to stop the movie, and so we had to move to an alternate location somewhere in the urban wasteland.
Tell us about your selection of films. Are you trying to make some kind of point with that as well?
Well, in general, we try to pick what we consider subversive films, films that allow people to sort of reexamine their role in society or what their society is doing. And so we get together with a collective of about a half dozen people who select the movies, and we have this elaborate process where we pick the movies through sort of a voting democratic consensus process.
And what films do you show, sir? We mentioned a couple.
Let's see. The last one we showed was Matrix, and we showed the 1983 movie War Games, and we're going to be showing a subversive shorts festival coming up in about a week and a half.
How many people will come to some of these films?
Anywhere from about 100 to 350, I think, is tops.
I guess it's not a drive-in when most people walk.
True enough. It is a misnomer that it is a drive-in, even though we call it guerrilla drive-in. And it's sort of an homage to my youth. We'd go to the drive-in on a Friday night, and we'd see a movie and hang out and have popcorn and Coke. And so here at Santa Cruz Guerrilla Drive-In, a lot of that same good feeling under the stars, but people bike or walk in.
Mm. And they just all sit on what, blankets on the ground?
Blankets and little chairs.
Anybody sell lemonade?
No one sells anything, actually. That's part of the whole point of the thing, is that it's outside of the realm of commerce.
Is there something particularly pleasurable about watching a movie out of doors in nice weather with so many other people that there's just a little more talking and interchange that goes on between people rather than in a darkened theater?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Guerrilla Drive-In is often very interactive. We have an intermission in which we encourage people to get up and get out and get to know their fellow drive-in goers and share food and read the subversive literature we bring for them, and it's all a community event.
Rico Thunder, who's a member of the Santa Cruz Guerrilla Drive-In. Mr. Thunder, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.